and earth adore you. Kings and kingdoms bow down. Son of God, you are the one. You are the one we're living for. Welcome back to the house of God today. Hallelujah. He said in his word, come into his presence with singing. Look at your neighbors. I'm so glad you're here. Woo! Come on, let's worship the Lord today.
Jesus, he's who was my sins are gone. lost and lonely, for the broken and afraid. This is for those who are hurting. Hope and help is on the way. In these battles of addiction, chasing after me, whatever trouble I am facing, I will lift my hands and sing.
Come on!
I believe in miracle power, in a wonder-working God. I am filled with the Holy Spirit, working wonders in my heart. His son, when it feels like I won't make it, I call on Jesus. Sometimes it's so hard being you, so much struggle, so much pain. I start singing hallelujah. I say goodbye to every church. I believe in miracle power, in a wonder-working God. I am filled with the Holy Spirit, working wonders in my heart. I belong to a loving Father. I'm a friend of Christ, His Son. Spirit working. is in my heart. I belong to a loving Father. I'm a friend of Christ's Son. When it feels like I won't make it, I call on Jesus.
Tiffany, do you believe in miracle working power?
Yes.
She's had 2 weeks of healing of all her diseases, y'all. She came in here on a walker. I know I'm talking about it a lot, but God is still a miracle worker. Bone on bone knees, neuropathy, diabetes. They gave her this week. We have documented proof from the doctors. They have released her.
Tell us about it. They completely released me from all my medical care, from everything, because everything has came back completely normal with all the testing.
She's also lost 56 pounds. Can you believe that? All the fluid, all the weight. Listen, anything that has tried to latch itself onto you that's heavy, that you don't feel like you can bear, I don't know what the day may bring, but we know who brings the day. Come on, let's sing it one more time. Give God praise.
I believe in miracle power, in a wonder working God. I am filled with the Holy Spirit, working wonders in my heart. I belong to a loving Father. I'm a friend of Christ's Son. When it feels like I won't make it, I call on Jesus.
Said he is present to heal us. Say, dear Lord, do it again. Do it again. Thank you.
Walking around these walls, I thought by now they'd fall, but you have never failed me yet. Waiting for change to come, knowing the battle's won. You have never failed me yet.
Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness, faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my
still stands. Great is your faithfulness.
I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You never fail me
to do. Oh man, all around this building, that looks wonderful. That means, God, we absolutely surrender our will. We let go of our day, our week. We present ourselves to you, Father. Fill us up. Refresh us now. Thank you, Father. As we bless your name, we praise you. You are almighty, wonderful Lord, mighty God, counselor, our everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. We receive it right now. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Now extend your hand to someone else. Give them a good hug.
Good high five. It's so good to see you back in the house of God today. You may be seated.
Amen. Hallelujah to the Lord. The way you all were praising and worshiping, it sounded like you were getting ready to go out and take Jericho. Amen. The scripture says that if God be for us, who can be against us? And I'm telling you what, it also tells me that if one can put 1,000 to flight and two can put 10,000 to flight, what can a body of church-believing, God-fearing people do to the kingdom of darkness? It can destroy it. It can put it down. It can mess some stuff up, right? Amen? Because we believe in a God that is able to do all things. There's nothing impossible for him to do. Nothing. Amen? Hallelujah. If the ushers will come today, we're going to receive today's tithes and offerings. If you have an offering or tithes, you can drop it in the basket. You can go online to cccmurphy.com. You can go to the Welcome Center and use the app, or you can go online on your phone and simply text 84321. Let's bow our heads and pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for everything you've done, Lord Jesus. I know that you're working in this church and you're touching hearts and lives today. And we give you the glory and praise for that. We pray a blessing upon the tithes and offerings that they be used to the furthering of the holy gospel of Christ, that everyone that hears the words of your holy gospel will believe on you, that hearts and lives be changed and touched and delivered, Lord Jesus, that they would know you as Lord and Savior. We pray a blessing upon Pastor Rick today. Anoint him to speak to our hearts, that you would tell us and show us and teach us what you want us to know and to hear. We give you the glory and the praise for it, Jesus, in your holy name. Amen.
Amen and welcome. We're so glad that you're here with us this morning. Welcome to your church family. If you're joining us online, go ahead and drop your location in the comment section. You can DM us or you can email us at info@cccmurphy.com. If this is your first Sunday with us, an extra special welcome. If you would, please fill out the Connect card in your bulletin and you can bring that to the welcome desk where we have a gift for you. We'd love to meet you and welcome you to our church family. I have just a few announcements reminders for you. Today, following service, we will be having our miracle worker play practice. On Easter Sunday, we will be having both services at 8:30 and 10. It is an illustrated service of the miracles of Jesus. So excited to be celebrating that. Then tonight, Chosen is headed to Unite for a Southern Illinois youth group rally with other youth groups in Southern Illinois. We will be departing the church at 4:30 and returning probably around 7:30, but parents will keep you updated on our return. Then our midweek schedule for the week will remain the same. Tuesday we'll have a prayer meeting. It is the third Tuesday of the month, so we'll have a prayer meeting on Tuesday. On Wednesday we have Bible studies at 1 o'clock and 7 o'clock. Thursday, Overcomers. Saturday is Empower Hour. And then next Sunday is our Resurrection Seed Offering. So that is a special offering that we will be taking towards the new Family Life Center, which Pastor will be talking about, but as you saw, we've been making some progress this week, so very excited about that. That offering will be next Sunday, and then also we will be having a Good Friday encounter service, so that will be on Friday the 29th at 6 o'clock here in the sanctuary as we go through Holy Week and having our Good Friday service. So we're so glad that you're here with us. Before we have our offertory, Pastor Rick is going to come up for our One for the Cross offering.
Every year during Easter, we take up an offering for the Bald Knob Cross. Bald Knob Cross stands as a sign across all of Southern Illinois that he's still alive, he's still well. Not only is there a cross that stands on those hills in the Ozarks, but there's an empty tomb in Jerusalem that reminds everybody he's alive and well. So as the ushers come today, they'll show the video of this cross, and if you would just give the best you can. There's all kinds of things that happen out there, concerts, there's services, and a lot of times it's just individuals going out there to find a place to pray. So let's have a word of prayer and we'll start the video. Father, we thank you for the reminder of what was done on Calvary's cross, and God, for the victory that was won with an empty tomb. We just pray, Father, that you'll continue to use this place as a place to draw people to you, and we give you praise for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
What can you find when you visit Bald Knob Cross of Peace? You'll find a 111-foot monument that towers over the Shawnee National Forest. You'll find 87 years of Easter sunrise services. You'll find our long-standing Blessing of the Bikes, where bikers gather from all over the region and beyond to have a special blessing prayed over their bikes. You'll find the annual Blessing of the Jeeps, with over 800 Jeeps expected to arrive this year at Bald Knob. You'll find unmatched beauty in the spring, summer, and fall. The fall colors will attract thousands of visitors from all across the region. You'll find amazing Christian concerts. At Bald Knob Cross, you'll find faith, hope, charity, and peace.
Amen. We're going to bring the lights up. We've got one more clip to show you. How many of you noticed that we've had a mole out here? And he's done a tremendous job, so they broke ground. We're going to show a clip that was captured by Kevin's sister Karen on her cell phone, okay? Go ahead and roll it. I made up my mind, if we could get everybody to find the gear that Kevin was in, we'll have this building up next week without a doubt. Amen. All right, welcome Natalie and Jasmine as they come to sing.
Good morning, family.
Good morning.
Thank you.
All my words fall short. I've got nothing new. How could I express all my gratitude? I could sing these songs as I often do, but every song must end, and you
So I'll throw up my hands, praise you again and again. 'Cause all that I have is a hallelujah, hallelujah. And I know it's not much, but I've nothing else fit for a king except for a heart singing hallelujah. I've got one response. I've got just one move. With my arms stretched wide, I will worship you. So I'll throw up my hands and praise you again and again. 'Cause all that I have is a heart. Hallelujah. And I know it's not much, but I've nothing else fit for a king except for a heart singing hallelujah,
Oh, don't you get shy on me, lift up your song. 'Cause you've got a lion inside of those lungs. Get up and praise the Lord.
Come on, my soul. Oh, don't you get shy on me, lift up your song. 'Cause you've got a lion inside of those lungs. Get up and praise the Lord. Come on, my soul. Oh, don't you get shy on me. Lift up your song. 'Cause you got a lion inside of those lungs. Get up and praise the Lord.
Give him your best hallelujah right now. Come on.
Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, how many of you are glad that he's alive and well? Amen. Praise the Lord. So we shout hallelujah. If you have your Bibles, I want